This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Hope you're having a great week. And?
Yeah, the end of the week. Well, Friday was good. Those couple days in with all that rain wasn't so well.
Yeah, it was a wet week.
Yeah.
And hopefully the dry weekend, although the weather forecast is calling for it to be nice, a little warm for this time of the year. Temperatures in the 80s. Actually, Friday turned out to be decent.
Yeah.
I was surprised. As much rain as we had starting like late Tuesday afternoon, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, and then we get to Friday morning, we get just a little sprinkle here and there, but by Friday afternoon, the humidity levels were down like 39%.
It was nice.
Shocking.
Nice and shiny and
yeah, I was just shocked considering how much rain we'd had all week that all of a sudden the humidity level drops so fast like that. It's just amazing. Well, we'll take it.
Exactly.
Speaking of drops, I had something here that I thought would be of interest to you because you have young children at home, as we all know. I shared some of this on the air earlier this week, but you're familiar with the 5-second rule.
Plenty, yes.
It's not really a rule.
No.
It's not written anywhere. There's no law. It's not in the Constitution. I mean, Magna Carta, it's nowhere. We haven't found it anywhere. But everybody seems to live by the 5-second rule. And I assume everybody knows what we're talking about when I say that, although I have run into a few people who don't know what
really?
I'm talking about. The 5-second rule. You know what? You explain it. What's the 5-second rule?
Basically, drop some food on the ground, eat it again in 5 seconds, you're good.
Yeah, if you pick it up within 5 seconds, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I always thought that was just kind of a joke everybody said because they didn't want to waste anything.
Mm-hmm.
But 5-second rule. Well, there are some rules to the 5-second rule. It's not a rule,
go
but
figure.
It has rules attached to it. No. Well, you know, you just kind of wonder, and does it apply to, like, sticky peanut butter and jelly? Because you know what happens when you drop something that is buttered or it's got something on one side. It always lands
face down. Yeah.
Absolutely, 100% of the time, it seems like. Well, if you've ever dropped a piece of food on the floor, chances are you still wanted to eat it.
Well, yeah.
Kitchen lore kind of holds that if you pick it up within 5 seconds, you're good to go. But is there any truth behind that so-called 5-second rule? Well, in 2007, scientists at Clemson University found that the amount of time food is left on the floor depends on how much bacteria collects on the food. Last year, many of the 2007 study's findings were then replicated in a similar experiment that was performed at Aston University in England. But this time, the scientists concluded that generally, the faster a person picks up dropped food, the safer it will be to eat, especially if it's under 5 seconds, because it allows less times for the germs to transfer. But the type of food and the type of floor surface that you drop it on can play a big factor in how likely you are to get sick from a piece of fallen food. Professor Paul Dawson, he was the lead scientist on the Clemson University study. He recently went back and revisited the findings from the two experiments in an article that he had written. So, while it may be okay to pick up the toast on the floor, there are some things to consider. By the way, what's the last thing you dropped on the floor and ate afterward?
I wouldn't say I ate it. It was probably just like a pill, some medicine.
Oh, okay.
That's the last thing I can think of.
Anyways. I'm not sure how the 5-second rule applies there, to be honest. Well, there are 5 rules that they put down here. These are 5, not really rules, but things you might want to consider. Number 1, moist foods will pick up more bacteria more readily. Now, that just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You're probably thinking, well, duh, we know that. It says moist foods like deli meats or sticky desserts that were left on the floor for longer than 5 seconds were obviously the most susceptible to being contaminated with bacteria. Foods that are drier, like toast, that doesn't have butter or peanut butter on one side, or dried fruits were less tainted if they were left on the floor for over 5 seconds.
Okay. I don't have a problem or have to worry about the dried fruit.
not eating that anyway.
Not so much.
Not only will I not eat it if I drop it, I won't eat it if I don't drop it.
You won't find that in our house.
Well, okay, so again, this whole first point, duh.
Right.
I knew that before I even opened up the study, you know. Okay. So the second one is, it says food dropped on carpets. What do you think? More or less likely to pick up germs?
I would think more.
You would be wrong.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought that was crazy too. Food dropped on carpets are actually less likely to pick up more germs. That one I was shocked by.
Yeah.
They say warm and fuzzy carpets might seem like they hold a lot of nooks and crannies for germs. But The opposite may be the case. They say foods that are dropped on tile or laminate floors were more likely to become contaminated than foods that were dropped on carpet.
Huh.
By the way, I want to get the job of the person who does the study where they just have to get to stand around and drop food all day. I mean,
better than the one that has to clean it up.
But that's true. Yeah, I guess somebody does have to clean it up, don't they? Okay, so anyway, so that's the deal. Foods on tile or laminate, more likely. They said in the study, when inoculated with salmonella, less than 1% of the bacteria were transferred to surface compared to the transfer rate of 48% on tile and 70% on wood. Less than 1% from carpet. But yet 48% on tile and 70% on wood. In fact, they said carpets may actually harbor fewer germs than wood or tiled floors.
Really, the only place we have carpet is in the bedrooms.
Now, I'm starting to wonder why that would be, too. Is it because we have carpet and we have vacuum cleaners, we use them a lot more than maybe we do sweep the floors, the hardwoods, or the tiled floors, or the laminate floors?
Possibly.
Do we not mop as often as we vacuum? Is that why?
I kind of vacuum like our floors, our wood floors. They have like one of those little... It works.
It works. Okay.
It works.
Well,
I guess sweeping all the time.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I'm just wondering if, you know, we don't clean them as often. Who knows? Okay, now here's one that really, really got me here. Because this is just funny. Who's more likely to eat food dropped on the floor, men or women?
I'm going to say men.
You'd
probably
be wrong again.
Really?
You'd be wrong again. Women are actually more likely than men to eat food dropped on the floor. Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Guys may seem rough and tough, but apparently when it comes to germs, uh-uh.
Really?
That's where they draw the line. A 2003 study that was performed by Jillian Clark. She was then a high school student on an apprenticeship at the University of Illinois. She found that while 70% of women and 56% of men were familiar with the five-second rule, women were more likely to eat food after it had been dropped on the floor. And the Aston University 2014 study found that 55% of those would or have eaten dropped food on the floor are women.
Or is it women are more honest than men? Did you think of that?
Oh, boy.
I think that's a valid question.
Excuses. What guy? Seriously, wouldn't a guy admit to it? Yeah, I rubbed that steak in the dirt and I ate it. Har.
Apparently not.
Well, I think that may have something to do with the fact that maybe more women actually prepare the meals than do men. And if you're the one doing the preparations, then it's probably more likely that you'd be dropping them more often than not. Have you ever dropped a steak? Or a burger.
Can't say I have.
Or a brat or something you pulled on the grill. And you know, you spend all that time on the grill, and then you go to put them on the plate, and you turn around, it rolls off the plate.
Yeah.
Never done that?
I don't do the grilling, so.
Oh, well, so you're good to go.
I'm good on that one.
So your husband probably has. You've probably eaten them, though, because he'll...
I know he has, but I think he's actually giving it to the dog.
Well, the dog will eat it off the floor, too. It doesn't really matter to him. Yeah, 55% of those that... either would or have eaten dropped food are women, so 45% men. So there you go.
All right.
Also, they say it doesn't take very much bacteria to make you really, really sick either. So that's the other caveat here. If you do happen to be in an exceptionally dirty kitchen and you drop a piece of food on the floor for just a second, you should think twice before you pop it in your mouth. Professor Dawson says if you have millions or more cells on a surface, just 1/10 of 1% is still enough to make you sick. Just 10 cells of a certain strain of E. coli can cause severe illness or death in people that are already ill.
That's a little scary.
Of course, on the other hand, lucky for you, the chances of coming into contact with strains in the average kitchen is pretty unlikely, too. So, I mean, it's possible, but it's not all that likely. And then here's the other thing that they throw out there, too, because, you know, we talk about the five-second rule and, you know, ha-ha, it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Can you eat it? How long is it on the floor and stuff? You know, it's just a kind of a funny thing. But the thing that's not really funny is, and we talk about this a lot when we talk about food preparation, is people should be just as concerned about other potential sources of contamination, too. You know, there's the five-second rule. Yeah, we dropped it on the floor. But what really makes people sick more often are things like, you know, harmful bacteria. You know, bacteria carried by various different media, which can include raw food, moist surfaces where the bacteria has been left, our hands, our skin from coughing or sneezing, hands, unwashed dishes and utensils, unclean cutting boards. I think there are more people get sick through that. You know, you cut the tomatoes and stuff, and then you put them on the plate, or vice versa. Maybe you do the, maybe you're cutting up some meat or something. You have some stuff sitting there, and then you don't clean it up afterward. Then you throw something else out there, and cross contamination. It's huge, and it gets a lot of, it gets people sick.
I use separate ones.
Yeah. Well, all those things can harbor more bacteria for lengthy periods of time than any floor or carpet or whatever else, too. So those are the things to be aware of. But as far as the five-second rule goes, what did we learn by all this?
There's maybe too many studies on it.
That might be a good thing, yeah. I don't know that we learned anything really new, except...
People are still going to do it.
I just can't believe you women are so disgusting to eat stuff off the floor
sorry.
Like that. So there you go. Your five.
I will say that Wyatt probably eats more off the floor than Brianna.
Well, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world for kids to ingest some germs here and there. I mean, you know, if you never expose your children to anything, to dirt or germs or whatever, they don't build up an immunity.
Yeah.
I mean, our whole system is based on being exposed to small amounts of things so that we build up those immunities. And, you know, sometimes we box our children away like little bubble children, you know, where they don't have any access. You know, we live in homes now that are sealed tight all year round, you know, because we have central air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter. And, you know, we don't let anything into the homes. And then we wonder why we get sick, why we're so susceptible to those things. You've got to be exposed in small doses once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what a flu vaccine is.
Yeah.
They're just injecting a little bit of the flu the flu strain into us. So we build up an immunity, you know. All of medicine is based on those kinds of things. So, you know, but still, I'm not dropping my medicine on the floor either. You're dropping your pills, apparently, but not so much the medicine. Anyway. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Lots of things going on, and some of them outdoors. I'm not sure you'd want to drop things on the floor there and pick them up and eat them later.
Maybe not so much. You have to pick off some grass or some dirt.
Yeah, those barbecue ribs aren't so good when the grass has been freshly cut.
No, well, outside, speaking of that, the Grant United Methodist Church, it's their annual bazaar. It's on Sunday, September 27th. It starts at 10 a.m., and they'll have a worship service featuring music by Glory Road, which is a gospel trio from the cooked meal that includes ham balls, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, Harvard beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies and desserts, and coffee, tea, or lemonade. Dinner is $9 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under. And then all money raised supports the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects and the Grant Church. And this year's auction will again include a quilt, handmade crafts and rugs, fresh garden produce, baked goods, and more. So going out to the Grant United Methodist Church Annual Bazaar on September 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. with the worship service. Also, it's the First Church of Christ Church in the Park, September 27th at the Camblin Edition at Sunnyside Park. FCC's worship service will be held there at 10:30 a.m., followed by lunch and some fun activities. You can bring your lawn chairs and a side dish or dessert for lunch afterwards and join in on the fun. In case of rain, the lunch and service will be held at First Church of Christ. Reminder here, the Cass County Health Systems are offering low-cost community blood screenings for people ages 18 and over during September. In Anita, it will be held at the Anita Medical Center from 7 to 9 a.m. on September 28th. In Griswold, at the Griswold Medical Center from 7 to 8 a.m. on September 29th. And at the Messina Medical Center from 7 to 8 a.m. on September 30th. And you can make those appointments by calling 249-0667. Also, a Dutch oven cooking class is coming up Tuesday, September 29th. That will be held at 5:30 at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area. They're going to be making 8 breakfast dishes and then, of course, eating them. The cost for the class is $10 for adults and $5 for kids 10 and under. And you can sign up by calling Christina at 744-3403 or the Iowa Western Community College in Harlan. Again, it's the Dutch oven cooking classes, September 29th at 5:30 at the Anishinaabeg Recreation Area. Also, another reminder, it's notice to property owners, it's time for your first half tax payments of real estate and mobile homes. Yay! You can go online to pay your taxes at iowatreasurers.org. Deadline for payments without penalty is Wednesday, September 30th. Payments with a postmark will be accepted without a penalty, so make sure you get those in time. Eat Smart Live Strong program for older adults in Montgomery County that begins October 1st. Each session in Eat Smart Live Strong focuses on changing behavior by guiding participants in learning and practicing new skills, because we all know changing habits is hard. So it'll help you focus your efforts on just two behaviors. If participants adopt and maintain just these two simple behaviors, you can make a difference in your life. That class will be held Thursday evenings in October, starting on the 1st from 6 to 7 at the Extension Office in Red Oak. And again, that's for anyone ages 50 and over, and there's no cost for pre-registration, but it is recommended that you do. You can call Jody or Stephanie at 623-2592. Again, that's Eat Smart, Live Strong program for the older adults in Montgomery County beginning October 1st, and those are held on every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 at the Extension Office in Red Oak. Now, the fourth annual Trailing for Tatas event is scheduled for October 3rd. That'll be held at Lake Anita State Park at 11 a.m. The Cass County Health System Foundation is proud to partner with Deanna Spry and her family in their efforts to help support women in Southwest Iowa fighting this battle. Let's see here. All funds raised will be administered through the CCHS Foundation with guidance from a local volunteer committees. So the walk begins at 11 a.m. with the balloon release at 1. The Cub Scouts Pact 61 will be manning the water station, and the Anita Town and Country Club will have a food stand with proceeds going to the event. There'll be music by DJ Chaos, and kids will have fun on the inflatable bounce houses and kids' treasure hunt. Registration fees, just $20 for adults and $10 for youth 6 through 12. You can do teams of 10 or more, and you can register for just $15 per person, so you can save some money that way. You can register online at trailingfortatas.org, or you can also contact Don Marnin at 243-7409. Again, it's the fourth annual Trailing for Tatas, October 3rd at Lake Anita State Park. And that all starts at 11 a.m., and you can register online at trailingfortatas.org. Also, the AHS Student Council is sponsoring a Color the Town Run Walk on October 3rd at 9 a.m. Registration can be done on the school website on the Quick Links page, and you can go. All proceeds will go to the event the Student Council sponsors, such as homecoming, winter formal, and charity events. It's $30. That also gets you a T-shirt and a color dye pack for after the party. And if you register as a team of two or more, the first person is $30, and each person after that is $22.50, so you can save some money there. Again, it's the AHS Student Council's Color the Town Run Walk, October 3rd at 9 a.m. Also, the Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church All You Can Eat Staley's Chicken Supper is on October 4th, and they'll be serving from 4:30 to 7 at the Exira Rec Center, $10 for adults. Kids 5 through 12 are $5.50, and then preschoolers are free. They can also do carryouts, just an extra 50 cents for that. Again, it's the Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church. They're All You Can Eat Staley's Chicken Supper, October 4th, and they're serving from 4:30 to 7. Also, the United Church of Christ in Atlantic at 1607 Hazel Street, they're hosting their annual Fall Family Fest. That is on October 4th from noon to 3. And that will be held rain or shine. And you can come out and join them for free activities, including bounce houses, games, pony rides, train rides. They'll have some face painting and also some pumpkin decorating. They'll also have some hot dogs for just 25 cents, along with nachos and treats and drinks. And Granny's Kettle Corn will also be available to purchase. So head on out to the United Church of Christ in Atlantic at 1607 Hazel Street for their Fall Family Fest on October 4th. And that is from noon to 3.
Very good. Lots of stuff there. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and share more right after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, more stuff to share with you here this weekend. Got a few things going on this weekend here as well, or one thing actually to add for this weekend. The Bowman Chapel Roast Beef Dinner, Craft and Bake Sale is going on this Sunday, September 27th, serving from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for a free will donation. They'll have roast beef, mashed potatoes, vegetables, salads, pie, and drinks, and carryouts are available. The Crafts and Bake Sale starts from 11 o'clock to 1:30, then they'll have a silent auction as well for a quilt. That's the Bowman Chapel Roast Beef Dinner, Craft and Bake Sale this Sunday, September 27th. Free will donation, and again, they'll be serving from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Also, we have a few other events coming up here in the very near future. The 5K Fun Run and Walk, a family-friendly event, is going to happen on Saturday, October 3rd at 8 a.m., and this is an effort that is going to be held at the 5x80 Golf and Country Club. And the registration forms are available at 5x80 at Rolling Hills Bank and Trust in Adair and Stewart. Medals will be given to the first three places in all age groups. And again, that's Saturday, October 3rd at 8 o'clock. Also Saturday, October 3rd, the Cass Lodge No. 412 Pancake Feed will be held at the Southwest Iowa Tiling Building. That's on the north side of Main Street in Griswold. Proceeds will go towards scholarships, and they'll be serving pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and drinks, asking for your free will offering. Again, that's Saturday, October 3rd, from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Southwest Iowa Tiling Building in Griswold. That's the Cass Lodge No. 412 Pancake Feed, and that'll be helping out scholarships there. Also, a good old German dinner. You don't like sauerkraut, though, do you?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking you didn't. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is inviting folks in Adair to a German dinner Sunday, October 4th at the Adair Community Center. Now, that'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the menu includes roast beef, bratwurst, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, and desserts, including homemade pie. And it'll support the LCMS ministry to the armed forces and the building of a ramp at the church, and the LWML will have a silent auction as well. Now, the admission price is just your free will offering. So that's the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair's German dinner at the Adair Community Center, Sunday, October 4th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. for your free will offering. Good stuff. Also, not too far down the road, might be good to put this on the calendar, but the Atlantic Fire Department's annual Fireman's Parade, and they have some other activities going on as well. Coming up on Saturday, October 10th, the parade will get things going in the evening, starting at 6 o'clock in the downtown area. They start at 2nd and Walnut Streets. And if you want to be a part of the parade, lineup starts at 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive Street. So make sure you get in line and get your entry up for the parade. And then also, as part of that celebration, on Saturday they'll have kids' entertainment with clowns, face painters, and a bounce house in the city park from 4 to 6. And they'll have some entertainment, too, the Isisarets Drill and Drum Line and the Pleasant Green Baptist Marching Saints. Mm. Two very entertaining drum lines that come in each and every year. Folks really do enjoy them. That's why they keep coming back each and every year. They get open invitations. You want to come back? You're more than welcome to. Everybody enjoys that. So in addition to the parade, they're also going to be part of those festivities from 4 to 6 prior to the parade. And then don't forget on this coming, well, not this coming Sunday, but on Sunday, October 4th, they're going to kick off Fire Prevention Week with Hear the Beep Where You Sleep. That's their slogan, but it's their annual donation breakfast. That'll be Sunday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 12 p.m., 7 a.m. to noon, at the Atlantic Fire Department. They'll be serving eggs, sausage, and pancakes. So stop on by and help them raise some money to support all the things that they do. So that's the parade on October 10th, 6 p.m. in downtown. They have all that entertainment going on in the park from 4 to 6 that afternoon. And then don't forget, Sunday, October 4th, they'll kick off Fire Prevention Week with the annual donation breakfast from 7 a.m. until noon at the fire department. So lots of good stuff going on there. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Got any
birthdays? I got a few birthdays.
Okay.
Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Tibben, celebrating her birthday on October 6th, and also to Marie Jensen, also celebrating her birthday on October 6th. Also, the family of George Mertz of Walnut is hosting an open house for his 100th birthday. It's on Saturday, October 3rd, and the open house will be held at Emma Jean's Restaurant in Walnut. and family and friends are invited to attend from noon to 4 with a short program at 3. They'll have a free lunch buffet and cake will be served for the guests. And George requests no presents, as your presence is gift enough. So a happy 100th birthday to George Mertz of Walnut, celebrating his 100th birthday with that open house on Saturday, October 3rd at Emma Jean's from noon to 4.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries to share. We don't have any babies to announce. No. So we'll just kind of, I guess, keep going here. I did have one other thing here. I saw this week. It was a news release that the lottery sent out because there was a couple from Pleasant Hill in the Des Moines area that won $1 million playing Powerball.
Really?
Yeah. I hate that.
Why wasn't that me?
Well, no,
I guess you got to play to win, just, right?
You know it's going to ruin their lives, right?
Yeah.
You know, all that money.
It's just $1 million.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true. It's just $1 million. That's really not worth what it used to be worth, right?
No. And after taxes anyways, what do you got?
Yeah. We talk.
More than I got.
Yeah. We talk. Yeah. But we'd all like to be in their shoes. Mm-hmm. Their lucky purchase was just a spur-of-the-moment decision.
Really?
Yeah. Not like regular players or anything. Richard Martin of Pleasant Hill bought the winning ticket. He said he was in a hurry because he was on his way to Mass. And he and his wife claimed their prize this past Monday at lottery headquarters over in Clive. He said, I stopped in there to hit the ATM, and then on the way out the door, I thought to myself, well, I'll just go ahead and buy a lottery ticket. It was just a quick pick. And he didn't think about the ticket again until his football watching was over on Sunday, and he decided, I might as well check those lottery numbers. He said, late Sunday night, I jokingly said to my wife, let me check the lottery ticket to see if we won or not. You might not have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, man. I want to hear my husband say that and follow through.
Yeah. He said, I couldn't believe that it was actually real. He said he yelled upstairs for his wife to come down to make sure that he entered the numbers correctly on the website. His wife, Elizabeth Martin, said she was also in disbelief. She said, I just stood there. I looked at him and said, what are you doing? What's wrong? And then she keyed in the numbers on the lottery website as well. And she said, and then I looked at it. It just didn't register. I couldn't even believe it. Richard, by the way, is 43. He drives a truck delivering flooring products to stores in Iowa. And his wife, Elizabeth, is 40. She's a receptionist at a health clinic. And they said they stayed up until about 4:30 a.m. on Monday in excitement and disbelief, just staring at each other. And for safekeeping, you know how they took care of that lottery ticket? You know, because that's always your worst fear.
Right.
Don't lose it. Yeah. For safekeeping, Richard said he kept the winning ticket on the table beside him and had a baseball bat in his hand.
There you go.
Which I assume is just to hold the ticket down.
Sure.
Yeah. They are in the process of closing on a new house, so they do kind of have some long-term plans for their winnings. He said the majority of it will be put away for retirement, though. He said they do have some small mad money projects. Their teenage daughter wants her hair done, and their teenage son wants a new scooter. So
I think he can afford that easily now.
Yeah. Well, he bought his $1 million winning ticket at the Get and Go convenience store on Easton Boulevard in Des Moines. Of course, they came within just one number of having at least a share of the $211.5 million jackpot, which was last Saturday, matching the first five numbers, but they missed the Powerball. No one got all six numbers, so the prize kept climbing. But, yeah, quite a deal. And, of course, the store will get a $1,000 bonus from the lottery for being the ones to sell the $1 million winning ticket at one of their stores. That's the fourth time now that tickets purchased in Iowa have won $1 million prize here in the year 2015, all of them in the Powerball game. Now, despite what Richard told her as he checked her winning ticket, Elizabeth Martin said she is still going to work. She did go to work this last Monday, in case you were wondering, after they claimed their prize. She said, Mondays are always really busy days at the office, and I just couldn't leave them hanging.
Oh, that's nice.
Team player.
That is, yeah.
Richard confessed, though, that he was likely too shaky to drive long distance that day, so he would take the day off. So there you have it, the latest millionaires in the Powerball lottery. They won themselves $1 million just because they grabbed a ticket on the way out the door.
I'll try that sometime.
I can't imagine. That's about the response I think you would get from most people. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what to do. We just stood there and stared.
Yeah.
We weren't sure. You know,
you're jumping up and down, going crazy.
I'm just not sure. I mean, even if I win like, you know, $20 or $30 on a ticket, I look at it for a while. Did I really key the numbers in right? Is that real?
Yeah.
I can't imagine $1 million.
Right. Man, that'd be very nice. I'd be happy with that.
I'd like not to have to imagine it.
Yeah.
It would be okay.
Reality could set in with that. That'd be
good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll miss you, but...
Oh, I see. And Jim's retired.
Yeah, Jim just retired a couple of minutes ago. No. Anyway, that's just a pipe dream. So let's just keep at it.
Right? All right, I guess.
I guess we'll just come back and do this again next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us here on our program. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.